The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Anisha Dolan is with me, the Irish author who is still on board a ship heading towards Gaza, because the Summit flotilla, of course, has been the one that got all the attention, the big flotilla that was intercepted yesterday. But Anisha was with us explaining she was on her way to that part of the world because there were other smaller flotillas following in their wake, and they continue on their mission. Anisha, what's the latest? Where are ye?
We're in Greece still, and the Greek Coast Guard has just showed up to accompany us, which is nice of them.
So they are going to stay with you as you travel towards Gaza, is that it?
We haven't received any official communications on that front. They just showed up and they're trailing behind everything.
And what is the mood like there, Anisha?
Determined and busy. The sailing itself is quite time consuming. We're in choppy waters. We have to think carefully about conserving energy. And so that's occupying a lot of our time logistically. We're planning ahead, we're coordinating with the other boats, and we're preparing drills for the various threats and attacks that might come. And on top of that, we're handling the communications aspect. We're aware that we might only have a few days before Israel gets to shape the entire narrative. And so we're trying to make the most of that time too. So all in all, no time to really be feeling much of anything. We're just doing, because that's the best way that we can be of service to Palestinians and to our friends who are now incarcerated.
Yeah, what was the reaction like? Or tell me how you found out what was happening, or talk me through basically your experience of yesterday evening when the news came through that they'd been intercepted by the Israelis, and then, you know, we saw that footage of Israeli soldiers boarding ships.
We were getting ready for drone watch, which you routinely have to do every evening at this stage of the route, because it's where Israel attacked the Samud boats recently, for instance, off the coast of Greece. And we had just encountered a particularly large drone above us, and then we heard this news. One of the captains got it from the radio, and then it started flooding in. And of course, everyone had to abandon their phone in the water at a certain point of the interception, because if Israel gets their hands on even one of these phones, the tech capacities that they have mean the whole mission would be compromised. And so we had the same blackout of information after a certain point that everyone else has. And even Smood, all they can confirm now is externally. For instance, they were recently able to confirm that access to lawyers has been refused. That's because the lawyers tried from outside to get access and couldn't. So we were getting up to speed with sometimes inside information for as long as we could. But once they threw their phones overboard, we're on the same plane as everyone else, just whatever can make it from the outside world.
And tell me, what is the advice, what is the training you've received to deal with the boarding of the ship?
I can't enter into detail because that would somewhat defeat the purpose, but we're prepared based on what has happened before, and we're envisaging other possible scenarios too based on new information. It's all about safety and about de-escalation. We are resolutely non-violent. If any violence occurs, it's because Israel introduced it.
I mean, you might be resolutely non-violent, but as you say, they might well introduce it. They haven't shown restraint at other times in the past. Are you worried at all?
Like I said, we don't have time to be. We're too busy getting on with our mission, because we made the commitment to stand with Palestine because our governments are participating in the genocide, and that commitment doesn't go away based on our nation. So we have to just get on with it.
Listen, we wish you well, Anisha, and thanks a million for speaking to us. Anisha Dolan, the Irish author, 087 1400 106, the number if you want to get in touch. The real wackiness about the Israeli assault on the flotilla is that the protesters were forced to go to Israel, but then have to sign a deportation order to extradite themselves from a country they didn't want to go to in the first place. They say that, well, that's I wouldn't say it's a real wackiness. It's one of the wackiness. The real wackiness is that one of the most advanced militaries in the world basically intercepted a load of yachts that was full of baby formula. That's the real wackiness of it. But anyway, I appreciate the point you make. It's absolutely bizarre, the whole thing. And it would be laughable if it wasn't so serious, the issue that they're dealing with.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.